I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Security continues to unravel in Afghanistan. This past weekend, a suicide bomber rammed a car into a UN convoy and killed the driver and two doctors. Also, a provincial governor was killed by a roadside bomb. That happened just 12 miles outside of Kabul. The governor's death adds to the perception that the Taliban are tightening a noose around the Afghan capital. The World's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul.
Abdullah Wardak, governor of Logar province, was killed in Paghman, a hilly district just outside Kabul. Taliban militants claim responsibility. Paghman used to be known as a pleasant spot for Kabul picnickers. In the past year, it's become part of the no-go zone. The capital is under pressure from all sides, says Fazlullah Mujaddadi, a Logar member of parliament. He says of the four main highways leading out of Kabul, only the road to the north is now safe from Taliban attacks.
They wanted to focus and destabilize the neighboring provinces to capital, and they wanted to do it in order to get the international community's attention.
Mujaddadi says the Taliban are hoping to make it appear that Kabul is under siege in order to persuade foreign governments to withdraw their troops. But their message isn't just for foreigners. Afghan and NATO officials admit that the Taliban have been winning in a war of local perception by painting the government as weak and the foreign troops as hostile occupiers. In the west of the city, taxi drivers shout out the names of towns, hoping to fill their cars with passengers to point south. Afghans and foreigners could travel these roads safely a few years ago. Now foreign aid workers fly instead. Afghans have to take their chances. Guljan is a teacher on his way back to the neighboring province of Wardak. The government officials can't travel out to the villages, says Guljan. He keeps his two young sons at home instead of sending them into town for school because he's afraid they'll get caught up in the fighting. But Guljan points out that many fear the Afghan police as much as the Taliban. He says the Taliban arrest thieves and settle disputes more efficiently than the Afghan authorities.
The Taliban system is better because that's something practical. If you go to a government's office, then if you don't pay bribe, and your work will not be solved.
He and several of the other passengers complain that the Afghan police are nothing better than highway robbers. These travelers don't mention the fact that the Taliban have been burning down girls' schools and kidnapping local judges. And these men deny rumors that the Taliban have been confiscating music cassettes or harassing men without long beards. Perhaps it's because all of the men crowded around the taxi have long beards, except one student from Wardak, and he has a different view of the Taliban. Muhammad Khalid, a university student here in Kabul, says his family back in Wardak have forbidden him to come home for the past 2 months because it's unsafe. The Taliban have been forcibly recruiting young men. Around the 1st of October, when Ramadan fasting ends, Khalid is hoping to go see his family. He started growing out a beard, and he's planning to drive south wearing only traditional Afghan clothes favored by the Taliban. And he'll leave all his music cassettes behind. But even Khalid isn't sure if he prefers the government or the insurgents. We've lost our way, and we don't know who we should follow, says Khalid. We haven't seen anything good from the government or from the Taliban, he says, and we don't know what to do. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Kabul.